Good morning, people of God. Oh, this is hot. This is hot. Welcome this morning as we come together as God's people and we celebrate in this time of worship. How are you? Awesome. So tell me, I'm just curious, have you been, when people ask you on the street how are you, and how many of you have started saying grateful just every once in a while? And what kind of response have you got? What? Huh? See, it makes a difference. It catches people off guard a little bit, and it makes you stop and think maybe a little bit. Of course, Jane was saying the other day, you know, I have to be ready to respond also with, what are you grateful for? So you got to be on your toes. Okay, just a word about worship today. For Community Day, we're going to be trying something that I don't think you've done before. What? Not for a long time? We're going to be using pouring chalices today. So as you come, all of you are going to be invited to come down the center aisle to receive communion and ask that you take a cup here and bring that forward with you as you receive the bread, and then the wine will be poured into your cup by our server, okay? If you want grape juice, we have grape juice also available for that too. So, how many have done this before? Well, all I can say is, be brave, little buckaroos. All right. Well, let's prepare our hearts and minds now for worship. We begin today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able, to be joining in our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. I invite you to take a moment for your own self-examination and reflection at this time. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let us share that peace with one another. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lord. Let us pray. Holy God and Heavenly Father, in the waters of the flood you saved the chosen, and in the wilderness of temptation you protected your Son from sin. Renew us in the gift of baptism. May your holy angels be with us, that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. The first reading comes from Genesis chapter 9. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you, for all generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I establish between me and all flesh that is on the earth." And the word of the Lord. The psalm for today is Psalm 25. Please read responsibly with the bold print. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be put to shame. Nor
let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you I have trusted all the day long.
Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are everlasting.
Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
You are gracious and upright, O Lord. Therefore you teach sinners in your way.
You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way. The second reading for today comes from the book of 1 Peter, the third chapter. Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the angel's right hand of God, who is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Invite the kids to come up here at this time.
Okay, I'll talk loud.
Let's try that. There we go.
couple extra pushes of the button. All right, come on up. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Zoe. Good morning. Good morning. Everybody have a seat down here, so then everybody can see. Amelia, sit down here. Hi. Good morning. How many of you, and some of you might be a little young, but how many of you have made a promise? Have you heard about a promise? Have you ever made a promise? Maybe not. A promise is where you say, absolutely, no question, without a doubt, I will do this, or I will make this happen. Yeah, I see your shirt. It's beautiful.
And mine.
You almost match my husband, which was our joke this morning, that I told him I almost wore the same shirt. So when you hear about a promise, maybe your mom says, oh, go and do that, and then I promise you can watch Sesame Street. Or what's your favorite show? What's your favorite show? Do you have a favorite TV show that you watch? Mickey Mouse, yeah. Is there maybe sometimes where your mom says,
I love Mickey Mouse too.
You need to wait just a little bit, and then I will make a promise. I promise you can watch Mickey Mouse, but then, maybe sometimes it doesn't happen. Does that sometimes happen? Yeah, sometimes. Well, that's because we are all humans, and we can't make promises and keep them all the time. It's just not possible for us. We can't do it. But in our first reading, God made us a promise. He made us a big promise. And he says, he will never come and destroy the earth again. He did it one time, but he said, nope, I promise I will never do it again. Do you remember what happens after a rainstorm?
No.
What happens? What do you see up in the sky?
I got an owie in my nose.
I see the owie on your nose. Yeah. Do you remember? Anybody else? Ian, what happens in the sky after rain?
Rainbow.
A rainbow. It's kind of like a picture up in the sky. Have you ever seen a rainbow, Maya? Yeah, you've seen that rainbow. Guess what? That rainbow, I've always been told, was to show us that God promised never to do that again, to never destroy the earth. See, it rained for a little bit, but that's okay, and now it'll be okay and everything is cleaned up, right? But guess what? That rainbow is not for us. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, we get to benefit from it, but that rainbow is not actually for us. Guess who that rainbow is for?
God.
It's for God. Bingo. It's so that God can look down and say, yep, no, I remember. I remember my promise, and I need to fulfill that every single time, all the time. He remembers that he loves us. He remembers that the earth might have some troubles once in a while, but he will not destroy it, and he is here for us. That's pretty cool that we both get to benefit from that rainbow. So the next time you look at the rainbow, what are you going to think about? What are you going to think about? That God remembering what? His promise. He made us a promise that maybe it'll rain, maybe it'll storm, but it won't destroy the earth. That's a pretty big promise. Should we go head back for now for a while? Here we go. Okay. Thank you, Ian. Come on, guys.
Would you please pray with me? Loving God, we give you thanks for the journey. As we hear and how Jesus' journey begins today, help us to think of our own journey of faith. We give you thanks for your word, and may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I just want you to know, you know, last Sunday we had so much time left over at the end. We had to have a conversation and stuff like that at the end of service. I've added 15 minutes to my sermon today. I just want you to know that. Well, no one's got up and walked out yet. That's good. Lenten journey. That's what we have just started. Our Lenten journey this season. And it is a journey, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about on Wednesday nights and as the Sundays come leading up to Holy Week, our Lenten journey. Jesus, in this first chapter of Mark, by the way, if you feel like you've heard those verses before, we just heard them just a month ago about Jesus' baptism and about his call to proclaim the kingdom of God. His journey has begun. It's a humble journey, that one we begin today. This first Sunday of Lent, it's so humble, it's modest, it's really, in many ways, so unassuming, unlike other journeys in our lives. Journeys that start out with filled suitcases, maybe filled backpacks if you have a carry-on on the plane or something like that. Or maybe it's journeys that are filled with receiving degrees from schools or wedding licenses or retirement gifts. Or people waving at us as the car goes by. Or at least making some kind of gesture. You can take that whatever way you want. But it's really a humble journey we begin today, and the thing about this Gospel of Mark is that it doesn't have a whole lot of detail. It goes from bing, 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 and you wonder what's going on around that. It starts out Jesus' baptism, and there's a voice there, and I want you to imagine standing on the shoreline as if you were coming up to be baptized by John. And there's Jesus out there, and you're talking to your neighbor, and you're doing like this. There's this voice comes out, and you're just kind of going about doing what you want. And this thing happens. Then it moves quickly. We find that Jesus is driven. Did you notice that? Jesus is driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. Not led, but driven. To be tempted, he was there. We find out he was there for 40 days, and he was tempted by the devil. And we also hear that angels came and cared for him, waited on him. Baptism. Jesus hears this voice. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. Jesus sees and hears it. But do we? Do the folk around him see and hear it? These words are life-changing for us, actually. Do we hear him just running out into the area of Galilee with a big voice, yelling and proclaiming? We hear him saying, repent, the kingdom of God has come. So it's a journey. This humble journey with Jesus that we begin here today with Mark, this first Sunday of Lent. It moves fast. But I have to think about my own journey of faith, and I want you to be thinking about your own journey of faith as we enter this, as we begin this season. For really, our journey is like Jesus' journey. It's both humble and obedient to the point of death, because that is also the path we will go. As well as it's glorious and life-changing, You know how it begins? It begins with this smudge of ash in our foreheads. Foreheads that were splashed with baptismal waters earlier, and a voice, "Child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever." And then framed, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return." Our travels, our journey are marked by a trail of muddy footprints as we make our way through a wilderness. And wilderness, at least in my mind, is an area of discovery. It's not always frightening. It can be, I suppose. But it's a place of learning, of discovering, and perhaps for Jesus too, discovering who He was, is, and will be. Like Jesus, we are called out as we travel with words similar to, maybe if you've seen the message, which is a rewriting of the Bible by Eugene Peterson. And he says these words in the message. "Time's up. God's kingdom's here. Change your life and believe the message." That's what we're called to do. And that is our journey. Now in particular, what does this humble and amazing journey look like? Well, I think it looks like my mom. My mom, I grew up on a farm with a two-story farmhouse, and the bedrooms were upstairs. Mom and Dad's room was down there. My room was down here. Okay? Now, my mother took her baptismal promise and responsibility very seriously. And what that meant for me is that she would, each night, before bed, she would come down and she would read some scripture and pray with me. She did that day, night after night, year after year, until I was probably, 10, 11 or so, I suppose, I can't remember, when I thought I was too old for this stuff. And I banished her from my room. Do you know what she did? She just read louder from her room, and she prayed louder. And I would say, "Mom, I can hear you." And I'm sure she was just smiling. She took her promise very seriously because she wanted me to know that I was a child of God. Now let's fast forward. In 1997, my mother was dying of cancer. And we were at the end stages. She really couldn't talk very well at this point in time. She could do some, but we were kind of a transition from her apartment. She went into a nursing home for a few days, and then later the evening, we would wind up in the hospital. My two brothers and sister and I, we spent time with Mom. Each one of us had our alone time with her, and we went in there to say the things we wanted to say. We did that. Well, when I was in there with her, there was kind of this silence time. And then I said, "Mom, do you want me to read to you?" And she nodded her head. She had her Bible there, and her Bible was a mess. There was hardly a cover on it anymore. It was written all over the place. It was a mess. And perhaps some of you, as I visited you, I may have mentioned that my mother gave me a love for the Psalms. So what I did is I picked up her Bible and I began to read to her. I read to her, well, the usual ones like Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I read to her Psalm 121, "I lift up my eyes to the hills, from where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. the Lord keeps you. And I read some more. But then the thing that struck me, and I looked at her and I said, Mom, I'm doing for you what you did for me. It was powerful. Powerful realization. And she smiled at me. She knew it. She knew it. Later that evening, she passed away. Journey. Child of God, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Our Lenten journey takes us down the road. And I want you to think about your own journey. Your own journey of faith. And how you have discovered and seen God active and working in your life and working in the lives of those who are around you. Because like Jesus, we are called. We are called to travel. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are privileged to watch you in your humble, glorious journey. We are blessed to follow you from baptism through the wilderness and into the midst of the people with whom we share the good news of the reign of God. And we are awed that our journey with you will take us through these 40 days of Lent to the blood-stained cross and the wind-blown empty tomb. Give us strength for the journey so that we may laugh with delight on Easter morning. Lord Jesus, in your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able. So we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into heaven. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Renewed in the promise of baptism, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church, for all who preach, teach, and inspire your people to lives of service. Renew your church in ministry, mission, and compassion. Unite us in faith and hold us in the promise of baptism. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the world, for the well-being of both our surroundings and of distant places, for favorable weather and sustaining rains, for creatures awakening from hibernation or beginning seasonal migrations. Provide safe habitats and abundant food for all, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the nations, for all who govern or hold positions of authority, for those who work to make their communities safe from violence. Protect all who place themselves in danger to save others from harm. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those in need, for those moving to new communities, for individuals who are incarcerated or recently released from prison, for those who are abused or neglected, for the lonely, and for those who are ill. And especially today, we pray for Robert, for Maxine, for Kathy, Lexan, Gordon and Carolyn, Maxine, Ray, Arnie, Lorraine, Sean, LaVon, Libby, Sam. And we pray for the families of those who lost loved ones in the school shooting. May your healing be with them. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for this assembly, for musicians, artists, and poets who help us envision our love, your love through word, image, and song. For those who have faced exclusion or felt forgotten, for all who reach out in love and welcome, Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died. As they receive the fulfillment of your promises made to them in baptism, sustain us in the hope of resurrection life with you, Lord, in your mercy. Trusting in your covenant of mercy, O God, we lift our prayers to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. You may be seated. We'll receive our morning offering at this time. Let us pray together. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. In the night in which our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all. Took the bread. Gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. God gives food to those who hunger. So come, be fed, and be healed. The table is set, and it's for you. So come. It's the body of Christ given for your life. Jerry, the body of Christ given for you. And then the body of Christ given for you. Isabella, the body of Christ given for you. Deb, the body of Christ given for you. It's the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Here. I'll just even put it up here. Give that to you. Just to you. And thank you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. And let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. We sing our ascending song. I see I should have added at least one more minute onto my sermon. Just a few announcements today. We continue our Lenten series, Lenten Journeys, and during these next weeks, we'll be hearing from members of the congregation talking about their own Lenten journey, their own faith journeys, and beginning to know each other in a different way, perhaps that way. That's 6 o'clock is a meal. 6 o'clock, the meal, soup and salad, or we don't know. Do we know what this is?
I'm not sure if we're doing what we're
there will be food. There will be food Wednesday night, and then the service starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll be worshiping using the order of Holden Village Evening Prayer. So, this. Also, Dan, did you say you had, once you come up and... While I'm saying a few other things here. Also, we're getting ready to start classes for First Communion. And one of the things that I want to suggest to you, parents and that, is if your child is starting to ask questions about communion, it's not an age thing. Communion is a gift. Did you know communion's a gift? Communion is a gift of God's grace, of God's very, very presence to us. And if your kids are asking, let's start talking about that. I want you to know how difficult it is when someone comes up who isn't receiving communion and they're going like this, give me Jesus. How hard it is not to do it. So that's the way we're approaching this now, and we'll be having a couple classes. March 14th and the 21st. Okay, Dan, you have an announcement?
We were very pleased with the web and social media workshop, the ministry of this congregation. We're trying to put together a team of people who work on various parts of it to keep it going. I want to make sure people understand you're still welcome to come to the additional meetings, which are next week on Saturday. You'll get such a fun assignment that we have to give you a week off to complete it. It's so much fun. And I think everyone there, certainly including me, learned some things and maybe surprising things. But there's a sign-up sheet out here. We want to make sure we have enough coffee and other educational accoutrements that are very important. So for everyone, so please sign up for the specific weeks that you're able to make it. We have enough resources for you that you can catch up everything else that you need to. So thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for putting that together. Just a couple of other things. I invite you to take a look at the CLC Youth News and the Super Bowl totals and things like that, and just at your leisure. Also, there will be a benefit for Libby Wallace on March 22nd, so please put that on your calendar, as she's going through, has had a number of surgeries and continues to go through treatment. Next Sunday is Youth Sunday. So the youth will be participating in service. A noisy offering will be collected. Also, next Sunday is Food Pantry Sunday. So bring some donations for our food pantry at that time. Are there any other announcements that need to be lifted up today?
I'll just talk really loud. So just two really quick things. It is in your bulletin, but I want to highlight it, is the Mardi Gras Parents Appreciation Brunch is after church next week. There will be regular coffee hour. If you want to attend that, that's great. But we'd like to put on a brunch. It's a small breakfast for all of our parents who bring their kids regularly every week for Sunday school and CIA and everything else. There's a sign-up on the table in the back. If you could help provide some food or help serve them. The irony is that several of our teachers are also parents. And, you know, they're all doing double duty and triple duty, and so it would be really wonderful to not ask our teachers to then serve and so on. So that would be really wonderful. And the second thing I wanted to highlight, over the weekend we had our lock-in, our CIA lock-in, and we talked at length about kindness and doing things for other people. Does that have to be a really big thing, or could it be just small little things? So some of you... and they're throughout the whole building, but a lot of them are in here. If you happen to open your hymnal or sat down in a pew that maybe this little pink slip of paper with hopefully a very nice little message on it was tucked there, they were left by about 10 middle school and high school kids at about 4 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we had a great time. But it was really wonderful. So these little messages are spread throughout the church, and if you find one, that's who left it, and you know, keep it with you, let it sink in, or tuck it somewhere else for someone else to find.
Thanks, Josie. Okay, we've now used up our time. Are there any other announcements that need to be lifted up? If not, go in peace, serve the Lord.